We're going to discuss a few aspects of Halal on Hanukkah. So the Gemara tells us that they establish these days as Halal and Hodah, days of Halal of praise and Hodah of thanks. And the question is, are women obligated in actually reciting Halal during this time? On the surface, you would assume that they would be, just like they're chayiv in lighting candles, because af heim hayu bos v'neis, they were also part of the miracle. So Halal would be part of the same idea. And therefore, you have some of their views, such as the Makor HaChayim and others, Torah Sefal, in the name of Tosos, that in fact, women would be Chayiv in Halal. And the reason given by the Shailas of Tshuva is that the Halal and Chanukah is about the Nes of the miracle that happened to us. And since women are part of that Gzeira, they were part of the decree against them, so therefore, they would also be required to recite Halal. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, there are two reasons why they were decreed against. One, and two reasons for the women's participation in Hanukkah. One is because the women were forced to have relations with the governors prior to their wedding. That's one. So they were in a terrible state of despair then. And second thing is that we have the Isha Yehudis that went and lobbed off the general's head. And therefore she was also part of the victory as well. So not only a part of the Gzera, the decrees against them, but the women are also part of the redemption as well. Therefore, in the Shevet HaLevi, he says that women would be obligated in reciting Halal, so to Sefer Moed and Muzmanim. However, we have the opposite side of the coin. And the opposite side of the coin is that women are not obligated in Halal, and this is actually accepted by Rav Eliyashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And the reason being that they're not obligated in Halal is because of the fact that it's not because Halal is recited for what happened to them. It was rather that the Nevi'im established that every holiday that you have some level of Isser Malacha, you're going to have some level of Halal there. So since women are Pater and Halal on Sukkot and on Shavuos, so to Hanukkah, because it is considered a Mitzvah Aseh Shezman Grama, that the Halal is not established for the miracle, maybe the Hanukkah candles are, but not Halal itself. And therefore, they established that you should recite Halal, but not because of the actual mitzvah of the salvation, but a time that we're actually able to thank Hashem. Therefore, a woman would not be obligated in Halal. But as Ashkenazim go, since it's a mitzvah, say Shezman Grama, the Bi'ur Halacha writes, that you would be able to recite Halal with a bracha. Women should be able to do it just like any other mitzvah they do, just like when they shake lulav, they'll be able to recite that with a bracha as well. So too, they can also recite Halal with a bracha. But this brings up the next question, and that question is, what is the law if a person skipped out on part of Halal? Not, this is technically the law for men. What is the law if a person skipped out on Halal? So let's say a person is supposed to say the full Halal, and they say partial Halal. So if they say partial Halal, so then they didn't fulfill their obligation. So the Sefer Shevet HaLevi, in the Shailas and Tshuvos, he says that if a person made a mistake and read half of Halal, so if that's what happened, then even if you miss one word of Halal, then you missed out on your obligation, and therefore you have to read it again. But he says you say it without a bracha, whereas Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal says that actually if you missed out on that, you have to say the whole halal again, even with a bracha, and Rav Eliyashiv, his father-in-law, says the same thing as well, that you would actually have to recite it again with a bracha. But again, here we're dealing with a case for women, which is not clear. What do women do in this scenario? Because again, we saw that some say they should say, some say they shouldn't. It is a mitzvah say Shezman Grama. I would assume that we would go lenient here without having full clarity on this, that women, if they forgot it, then it would be, they would possibly not have to go back and recite it, but it could be they didn't actually fulfill their obligation. Certainly they can recite it without a bracha and fulfill their obligation this way. It's important to note when we say that a person misses one word of halal, they haven't made their obligation, especially when you have to say the full halal. So there's a common thing that I remember my Rebbe Rav Herschel Schechter saying over when it came to reciting halal, that oftentimes people will say the wrong word. They'll pronounce a word wrong, and that will uproot the entirety of Halal because you didn't say the whole thing. They'd be missing the Gomer Misa Halal. In the second paragraph, which is Tehillim Kuf Yadalit, in the second paragraph of Halal, we'll read it in the full Pasuk, oftentimes this word is recited wrong, and therefore it's important that people get it right. We say, Milifnei Adon Chuli Aretz, Milifnei Elo Ah Yaakov. So in that word over there, we say Milifnei Adon Chuli Aretz, Milifnei Elo Ah Yaakov. In that word, that's a reference to Hashem. So many times people pronounce it with the hey at the end as if it's Eloha, as if they're actually saying, like they're in Hawaii and they're saying aloha. But in fact, it's elo'ah, which is a mapik hey, just like the word tapu'ach, where you wouldn't say tapucha when referring to an apple. You would pronounce the nekuda prior to pronouncing the letter itself. So to over here, one should realize that the correct pronunciation of that, and I'll read the whole pasuk again, milifnei adon chulei haaretz, milifnei elo'ah, Yaakov, as if you're putting a hard stop on the hey, and this way you're pronouncing it properly, and this way by pronouncing it properly, you are fulfilling the entirety of Hallel when you finish all of Hallel.